Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is settling in with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night, suitable for a stroll or enjoying some time outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa experiences a slightly cooler breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in, former Navy head Merom warns that Israel may face the same missile shortage as the U.S., potentially giving Iran leverage. Also, Ynet reports earlier today that the Israel Navy has unveiled a new vision focusing on protecting shipping lanes and confronting regional threats. Also this hour, I-24 News shares that a Moroccan military base in Gaza is underway as part of post-war arrangements. Separately, the Forward notes that Abbas Alawi, founder of the Uncommitted Movement, wins a primary, having previously pushed Democrats to change their stance on Israel policy. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports that Alawi, now a Democratic nominee, met recently with former Vice President Kamala Harris. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago highlighting recent primary victories of pro-Israel Democrats across several states. Belaz News revealed in a post from earlier today that Iran is considering shipping restrictions in the Strait of Hormuz, targeting vessels deemed hostile. Raylan Givens, known as Jewish Warrior 13, reported 23 minutes ago that an Iranian plan could soon prohibit ships from certain nations from passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, for more on those stories, starting with concerns from the Jerusalem Post. Former Navy head Merom expressed his fear that Israel's missile supplies may mirror shortages faced by the U.S., which could embolden Iran. He suggests that Israel might have to act independently if Washington remains hesitant. Such a situation could escalate regional tensions, compelling Israel to consider preemptive measures. Turning to the recent naval developments, Ynet earlier today described the Israel Navy's strategic shift. This involves securing vital maritime routes and gas installations, reflecting the growing importance of the sea as a front line against threats from Iran, Turkey, and Gaza. This pivot is crucial for maintaining regional stability and safeguarding economic interests. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Morocco's initiative in Gaza. The construction of a military base marks a significant step in post-war rebuilding efforts. This project symbolizes Morocco's increased engagement in regional peace efforts, potentially altering the power dynamics in Gaza. Separately, Abbas Alawi's primary win, covered by the Forward, represents a critical moment for the Uncommitted Movement. Alawi's influence on democratic policies could reshape U.S.-Israel relations, depending on future political developments. And finally, JTA provides additional context on Alawi's political journey. His recent meeting with Kamala Harris underscores his growing prominence and the potential impact on future diplomatic dialogues. This development may influence U.S. political narratives regarding Middle East policies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a recall of a popular snack due to undisclosed allergens. Sesame was found in products, sparking consumer concern and regulatory action. Separately, CTEC examines Playtika's financial challenges. The gaming company faces pressure from SuperPlay's success, leading to significant financial obligations and strategic decisions. And finally, Mariv Business announces a major change for Disney Plus in Israel. The platform will transition to the international app, enhancing user experience starting September 9th. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.